Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
How are we today?
We're very good.
Good. I understand we want to talk a little bit about precautions for outings in this COVID-19 season.
That's right. I know with our stay-at-home orders beginning to lift and with our warmer weather, I know a lot of us are looking to go outside and are really anxious to reconnect with some of those family members and friends that we may haven't been able to see in person for quite a while. Even though the CDC or FDA and the USDA haven't reported that there's currently any evidence that COVID-19 or coronavirus is being transmitted through food or food packaging, being together with others can increase our risk for the disease through respiratory transmission or those respiratory droplets. So this morning, I would like to share some tips as you kind of plan for some picnics and gatherings with those friends and family this summer. The first is to remember to limit the number of people in attendance as you're hosting your gathering. You might even consider hosting it in your backyard or patio area where guests have a lot of space to spread out. We'll let your guests also practice social distancing and remember to place your seating or lawn chairs at least 6 feet apart. Another is to make sure that to have a hand washing station available or make sure you have plenty of hand sanitizer on hand that has at least 60% alcohol. Remember to encourage your guests to wash their hands frequently or use that hand sanitizer if running water isn't available. And especially make sure to remind guests when to clean their hands when they gather and always before eating or touching any food. And when considering those food options, you're going to want to avoid buffets and opportunities where guests can share utensils or touch the same serving spoons. And another tip is to consider limiting the food that is shared among guests outside of immediate family members and avoid a lot of hand-to-food contact as well. And as with any gathering that involves food, even before COVID-19, I think really important to make sure to use good food safety practices to prevent foodborne illnesses and anyone getting sick at those gatherings. Remember to transport any coolers that you may be taking in an air-conditioned part of the passenger part of your car and not in that hot trunk. Make sure you have plenty of ice or ice packs for your cooler to keep foods cold and also to make sure you have plenty of ice left over to be able to keep any leftovers safe. Make sure that you're not letting any perishable foods like salads and meats outside of the cooler or without refrigeration for more than 2 hours. And that rule does change. If it's on a very hot day or over 90 degrees, those foods really should be put back in the cooler within refrigeration within an hour. And make sure to keep your raw meats, poultry separate from your cooked foods and fruits and vegetables. And again, make sure to use a food thermometer to check to make sure meats have been cooked to a safe temperature as well. And finally, as I kind of mentioned before, remember as you're beginning to gather together, remember to continue to practice that social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet apart from one another, and remember that to avoid being too close and just because it's a family or a close friends. So kind of some tips to keep in mind as you're beginning to gather and get out and about this summer.
Now, y'all are back in the office now. How's that going?
That is right. We opened our offices up here the 1st of June, and we're all back. All three offices in Linden, Garnett, and Ottawa are open. We do have some social distancing guidelines in place when you stop by the office, but we are here and happy to answer questions. And we're open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon and 1 to 5 p.m.
Well, thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate that. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Sain Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent, specializing in crop production and horticulture, Kaylin Barthol.